I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose college football picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, so last week I went 2-1, 13-8 on the year. Taz last week went 1-2. He is 12-8-1 on the season. So slight lead there. Not that big of a deal. We got plenty of time to go. We're at, amazingly enough, we're at, week 8? Yeah, week 8 of the college football season. As it's humming right along, working our way through the fall into the winter and the bowl season and the like, Taz. All right, so you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I guess I'll. You go first.
I'll go first. All right, we're going to start down in South Carolina. I'm going to take the Florida Gators on the road in South Carolina to knock off the Gamecocks, and I'm going to lay the 5 points. And a couple of reasons why. Number one is, you know, I love that Florida defensive backfield. They've got corners that can absolutely cover. South Carolina coming off the emotional win a week ago in Athens, Georgia, between the hedges that they ruined some of them, and winning that game in double overtime. I'm curious how this team handles that kind of success. I really am. Florida comes to town now. Place is going to be rocking down in Columbia, South Carolina. We know Will Muschamp has now gotten his rear end off of that hot seat with this team and a couple of the victories, especially with that victory over Georgia a week ago. You know, impressed with Florida. You know, I liked Auburn against Florida earlier on in the season. The game went Florida's way. I liked LSU against Florida, and that game went LSU's way, but LSU didn't cover the game. I'm going to take Florida this week. I'm going to lay the 5. I think they win the game by a touchdown. Give me the Gators, the number 9 team in the land on the road. That's game number 1 for me.
Yeah, I like the pick, Moose. Good job. Good job. All right, we're going to go a little we're going to go Colorado at Washington State. So we got the Buffs versus the Cougars. You know, Colorado is sitting right now 3-3, and we got Washington State, same thing. Washington State underdog here. They are home and they are underdog Jones. 12.5 is the spread in this. It was big spread. And I got to tell you, I like the Cougars. I think the Cougars cover. Strong team. And, you know, Mike Leach and stuff like that does a great job there as head coach. He has a social media band in there for players and stuff like that. Now, he's trying to keep them all locked in. And he's should keep himself off social media. He should keep himself out of the media because everybody's talking more about him than his team. Ooh. But he has a really good team. He does. And I do think that they will cover. Gordon, hell of a quarterback. And 12.5 is a lot. But, you know, it's college football. We see this all the time, where a big gap like that is not as big as a gap we think, and both teams similar records. So I like the Cougars to cover over the Buffs at Washington State.
All right, that's game number 1 for you. Game number 2 for me, we're going to go tonight. Happy Valley, University Park, Pennsylvania, 7th-ranked Penn State laying 9 against 16th-ranked Michigan. And I'm going to take the Nittany Lions. I just don't trust the Wolverines. Last week, they're leading the game against Illinois. They're up 28-0 at one point in time, or 28-3, and then blink of an eye, it's 28-25. Now, they end up spurting away again at the end in the fourth quarter. Now they go on the road. Place is going to be rocking. There's nothing like a night game in Happy Valley. And give this Penn State team a lot of credit. I didn't necessarily think with all they lost last year that they would be this good. They went on the road, destroyed Maryland 59-0. Home, beat Purdue 35-7. Went on the road in Iowa and won, a white knuckler, as Al McGuire would say, 17-12 over Iowa. They come back home to take on the 16th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. I'm going to lay the 9. I know it's a big number, and I went back and forth. Should I take the Wolverines at Harbaugh? I'm just going to take the team I think is a better football team right now. I'm going to take the Nittany Lions and hope that they cover that 9-point spread. So give me Penn State, lay the 9. That's pick number 2 for me.
This is why I always ask you what games you're picking on the air, because I'm picking this game too.
Okay.
And I'm with you.
What's this cliche?
What is that?
Checker, it's like a pick'em.
Say it again. What's it called?
Checker on a checker.
Ever heard of that?
Yes.
Pete the Body. You ever hear of that?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing with this, Moose.
Thank you.
That was funny. Here's the thing. It's a potential statement win for Harbaugh. You know what I mean? It really is. If his team, the Wolverines, which has not happened, they're not winning the game. And I'm with it. I think Penn State covers. I know it's a lot. It is 9.5, to your point. I'm sorry, 9, not 9.5. You have 9, right?
I got 9.
Okay, let's make sure. You never know. But it could be, if we're both wrong and the Wolverines win the game, Michigan wins the game, I think this would be a huge thing for Harbaugh because there's a lot of hating on him. You know, his team's 5-1. They've been doing well, but it's just not. You know, they come in 16th in the nation, where the Nittany Lions are 7th in the nation. The potential statement win for Harbaugh, it's not going to happen in Happy Valley. Do we know if this is going to be like a whiteout or something? Because, you know, they do these type of games. This is nighttime game. Jones, a big game.
I'd be surprised if there wasn't.
Yeah, no, I would think so, too.
I mean, they seem to do that every time for those big night games. Ohio State, Michigan, yep, when those teams are in town.
I've been there, man, I saw them play Northwestern during a day game. My son was there on a recruiting trip, and I went there years ago when they played Nebraska at a night game. Wow, that place was rocking, man. And it's a tough play. Every time they get a first down, they do that. Wow.
I know, yes. It's great.
It's loud. Dude.
It is loud. You're right about that.
It's great unless you're rooting for Nebraska and they're getting smoked. That's what happened when I was there.
You rooted for the Cornhuskers?
I was. Yeah, long story. Might have had a little.
It is a whiteout. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Did confirm it. All right, so that's pick number 2, so we're in agreement there. Pick number 3 for me. We're going to go out to Norman, Oklahoma, and I'm going to lay the points with the Sooners of Oklahoma. Coming off the hard-fought victory last week in the Red River Rivalry against Texas. But by far, they were the better football team. They're undefeated. Hurts is your favorite to win the Heisman Trophy this year. He's been fantastic. It rolls right along offensively. West Virginia comes to town. I just don't see it. I mean, name the number. I mean, I could see Hurts having a combined 6 touchdowns in this one. It's a big number. It's 33.5. And I'm going to lay it with Oklahoma because their offense is going to be unbelievable. CeeDee Lamb is a fantastic college wide receiver.
Yes.
And he's going to be some kind of pro as well with his ability to make moves in limited space. Give me the Sooners, lay 33.5. That's pick number 3.
Yeah, I like that pick. I mean, I do. And OU, there's no joke. I mean, no joke. We're going to do a little more Pac-12 action. We're going to do a little Sun Devils versus the Utes. We got Arizona State coming in. 17th the country. They are heading up to Utah. They're going to play the 13th rank Utah Utes. So look it. I like this. The spread on this 13. The underdog in the game. I'm sorry, the favorite in the game. All the home team of the Utes. I think the Utes cover. Okay, I like Utah in this game. I believe in this team that they had some big wins. They had a big win over Washington State. They had a big win over Oregon State. So I like Utah.
All right, Utah laying the 13.5. There you have it. We'll post the picks as well at some point on Saturday, too. Our social media team will. But there you have it, your 6 picks. 3 aside, 3 from me, 3 from Taz. We both agree on Penn State laying the 9 against Michigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.